Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And His Word equips us to do things we normally couldn't do. When we receive God's Word, we also receive His logic. We have more stamina. We become more durable in our way. I said in the last broadcast and many others that when you believe on Jesus, when you truly believe on Him from the heart, in sincerity and in truth, from the heart, without doubt, a healing process begins in you. You get a brand new heart. Your heart is made new. You're washed in His blood. And it's applied to your life. You were made righteous because you believed on Jesus Christ. You received the truth that He washed your sins away. You believe it. You didn't see Him do it for you. You did not see Him die in your place. You just believed it. And because you believed it, you receive salvation. You received the truth of His Word, and you believed it by your faith, and you said that you believe on Jesus Christ. And it's true. And now, by His stripes, you're healed. By His blood, you're saved. And He healed you in every way necessary. You have to believe that He did it before you see it, and it's real. And the Lord has so much to say to His people. He loves us unconditionally. We didn't earn His love. We can't earn His love. We love Him because He first loved us. But the Word of God, as we hear it, it causes our lives to become very durable. And we have the ability to do what we normally couldn't do, see what we normally did not see, and we can make choices that are better, choices that require our faith. When you have faith, and when you endeavor to live by faith, you learn things. That's what the Lord had me saying the last few broadcasts, that you learn things that you normally could not learn. And you also are able, you find yourself doing things you normally couldn't do before. And things that used to aggravate your life and throw you off balance, get you angry, get you upset, you find yourself laughing about Satan's worst attacks. And you find yourself living according to the true Word of God. The Word of God makes you durable. And because you're durable, things don't bother you the same. You're stronger. You can grow stronger. You grow in courage in every way you need in life. Everything you need in life, you grow from glory to glory to glory. And it's a blessing. And things happen because of it. That's why Satan attempts to shoot his fiery darts of doubt at your heart. He doesn't want your heart to be filled with the Word of God. If it is filled with the Word of God, he can reduce the strength of God's Word if he can change your focus. If you're looking at the fiery darts, it weakens your life. It works to weaken your life. But the Word of God strengthens your life in every way there is. When people come out of the world, they eventually have to get used to the things of God. The things of God are usually greater than they seem. Now, I learned that over time, I learned that you grow strong. At first, you may not notice how much you're growing. It's not always detectable at first. But when you find yourself winning time after time, as time goes on, you're winning. And you don't feel weak anymore. You don't feel stubborn anymore to God. You, you find yourself asking him questions in faith, and you find yourself loving others when you were always tempted to be selfish or self-centered. You know, there's a difference between selfishness and being self-centered. Sometimes people are self-centered because in this world, people are out for themselves, and you're just trying to live and thrive and survive. You have just enough strength to live for yourself. And the thought of helping other people, it can be overwhelming. But my friend, that's the road to prosperity. The Lord told the rich young ruler, go sell all that you have and give to the poor and come and follow me. Now let's examine it for a moment. Brother Horton did a wonderful sermon on this. And you can listen to it on the first audio page. It's called Classic. Just click on Classic and you can hear what I'm talking about. Because it activates the principles of God's Word. When you're looking at yourself only, the Lord can bless you if you ask Him to. You know, others have done it. Jabez did it. God blessed him. He can bless your life, just you and your family, and keep you out of danger, just like Jabez prayed for in the Old Testament. But the heart of God is for us to share the riches of salvation with others. That's the bet. Salvation, when you lead people to the Lord, they get to live forever because you led them to the Lord. Jesus already paid their sin debt. They don't have to pay it. They have been totally forgiven of it. Now, with that being said, generosity begins. There are some people that can't help you. They can't pay you back. There's no way. If you give them money, they just cannot pay you back. But there are spiritual principles. You're showing them the love of God. You're blessing them in the name of Jesus. And if you give to people individually, always share the gospel with them. Let them know Jesus loves you. I may be giving you $10 or $20 or a dollar or whatever, but let them know Jesus loves you and you mean something to them. And if they hear you out, explain the gospel so they can live. The heart to help other people. In order to do so, you'll need means. But this is the thing. When you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. The Lord is going to bless you back. Now, the rich young ruler, he walked away sad, sorrowful. But if he had obeyed the Lord, he would have found out, just like others who did this, he would not have been able to give away those riches as fast as God would have blessed him back. Now, he may have sold all he had and given to the poor, but every way he went, people would have given him money. Things would have just went well for him financially. And see, there's a problem attached to depending on your efforts and what's yours. Generous people are people of faith. The Lord gave you faith. He gave you His word. That's where your faith came from. Somebody told you about Jesus, and that's how He gave you faith. Then the healing process of salvation began in you, and you want to make Jesus known to others. See, the generosity of salvation is in salvation. It's in seed form, and it grows and becomes greater, just like an oak tree. It grows in you, and you find yourself doing things you normally may not have done. But flow with it. Don't stop. Some people begin to feel generous, and then they shut it down because that's not what they're used to doing. That's against the logic that they're used to. Now, the Word of God is like oil in a lamp or a charge to a battery. the healing process is in it, it's working, it's doing what it's supposed to do. But just like the charge in a battery or a lamp in an oil in a lamp, I mean, and the lamp is lit. The wiles of the devil and the pressure of this world, the lust of other things entering, it chokes the word and causes people not to be fruitful. They revert back to what they're used to instead of going forward, and they don't bear fruit. Let's say my heart was full of the word of God. I would be overwhelmed with joy. I'd be willing to do whatever God say. When God speak to me, I'm excited about doing His will. And I not to the point that I'll contend for, and I'll pray for, and I'll pray it through. I'll see it through. I'll do all that He give me to do with enthusiasm. And I'll do it in victory. But let's say my heart gets drained. I've been ministering and I hadn't been putting the word of God, filling my heart, refilling my heart with the word of God. I'll start feeling drained, less enthusiastic. I have less of a will to fight. I feel less durable. That's why Jesus, after ministering, He would go spend time with the Father. And we should follow His example. He did it for a reason. It was a good one. And ministers that are always on the go, always giving of themselves, they study to teach. Don't study to teach as much as you study to live. When the Word of God gets in your heart, you'll be ready for whatever God gives. Now, I can study an outline and study things and go back and make sure everything's perfect. But if I fill my heart with the Word of God, and I've done all kind of ways, I still do outlines if that's what the Lord wants. And I do research. Sometimes when I know what I'm going to talk about, I go and just listen to the Word and refill my heart in that area. See, there are different categories. And if you ever study the Word of God and then all of a sudden, it just hits the spot. That meant you were dry in that area of life. You may have forgotten the scripture. You may have used it. And you know, the word of God is just like oil in a lamp. Oil don't stay in the lamp because the fire is consuming it. The work of the ministry consumes it. Combating the world consumes it. It takes the word of God so you can have the fight you need to resist the devil. The will to fight. All of it comes from the word of God. To contend. To fight. To be durable. To not be weak. To be strengthened. All that is in the word of God. The healing process. And when you're introduced to the logic and wisdom of God, it causes you to do even more. And be an even greater blessing. The will to want to. All that is in the Word of God. So if you try to just study just to preach or study just to teach and neglect your life and how you're doing, you can be full of the Word in one area and failing in another. But if you're healthy, now you're aware of the Holy Spirit. He can help you put those words in order. He can help you minister according to His perfect will. Sometimes people can believe that they got just what people need. And they make a fantastic outline. They don't leave anything out. But it's according to the way that they see things. And it'll work in some areas. But sometimes it's infused. Hear me good. It's infused with old logic. It's like soup. It's the way you feel, the way you think, the what you're used to, and also the Word of God. But when the Holy Spirit reveals something, and this is something I've not been able to express the way I really want to, judging by how people receive or how they seem to receive. In my mind, and in my heart, hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say and speaking His word exactly what He say, and that's all. No added twist, no added old thoughts. My old logic is excluded. And what I expect all has to bow down to the word of God and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord knows what people need. Sometimes ministers feel like they know what people need, and they try to help them. And what happens is they preach a soupy message. It's full of good stuff and bad stuff. And the bad stuff interferes with the good stuff. And people can't grow right. And remember, we bear fruit after our own kind. Whatever type of person we are, that's, if we're too self-willed in one area, that's how we're going to come across. And that's where people, they don't know better, so they'll do what you do. And they'll think it's okay. But the wisdom of God is much greater than that. When the light of God's word is ministered correctly, it will shed light on the things that's not true. And that's when you have to receive God's word and make all your adjustments. Now, I know that I still got adjustments that need to be made. And I'm aware. I know. I learn. I see things as I minister the word of God. I say, I got to make some adjustments in that area. Now, I want to. I use confessions so that I can be more aware of God's will and more in tune to God's will, so that I can be more receptive to what He has to say. And then when He makes me aware of something, I can quickly agree with Him and receive it and obey it. And that's the way it works. But if I just wish I did better, that won't work like it will if I determine to grow. But I'm depending on Him to help me. I'm trusting His logic more than my own. And that's what I'm talking about. That makes the greater difference. Following God will, you know, you start out doing the basic things that Jesus said and the Word of God and things that you know is right. And you stick with it and you learn things you cannot learn any other way. The experience of obeying God is a teacher all by itself. And the Holy Spirit will guide you, and once you do it, you're going to learn more. And the Lord keep having me to minister messages just like this one, with more knowledge with it. See, the anointing is ever increasing. And the Lord knows who's going to listen. He knew you would listen, so He gives things that we're geared to people that want to know Him and want to grow up. If you're listening to this broadcast, it's because you hear something that you and you want more of God's word on the inside. And this comes from straight from the heart of God. It's called heart to heart, the heart of God to our heart. And I thank the Lord for His hand to work. Now, my strength, I found out this. The word of God makes me durable. It enables me to be greatly durable. And it enables me to be wiser than I could on my own. It enables me to have knowledge I couldn't learn any other way after I obey Him. See, you're going to learn some things when you're introduced to knowledge, when you receive it in the conception stage, then the faith stage, and then your faith. The finished faith is vision. Develop faith is our vision. Develop finished faith is your knowledge. And you're going to see things in a greater way. And things won't puzzle you like it used to. It won't bother you the same. You feel strengthened on the inside when things go wrong. You laugh at trouble. And then you solve problems. That kind of knowledge comes from continually endeavoring and endeavoring to do God's word. And when everything's said and done and all the smoke is clear, you're on top of things. You're better off. And just like it puzzled you, it puzzled people that's watching you. How did you do that? How come you can do better and I can't? I want to do better like you. You love God. I'm going to start loving God too. These are the thoughts. And when people have trouble and you don't make fun of their demise, you try to help them and they see your life working. When they have trouble, which they will because Satan's busy, then they're going to come and ask you how to handle things. They'll tell you their concerns. Once they get to the end of themselves, they will ask you, how did you do that? What can I do? They'll value your opinion. And they'll look to you. It happens. They may be older than you. They may be further along. They may be about to retire. But they clearly see that you have a wisdom that's not of this world. And I thank God for it. And we do have a wisdom that's not of this world. It comes from the heart of God, the Holy Spirit, to us. And we change the facts in our life. I love it. And this is for everybody. This is what Jesus came to do. The principles of God is not, he didn't give it to make you more elite than others, so that you can have more preeminent over others. He did it because he greatly, greatly, greatly loves you. And he wants you to live just like him. God wants you to live just like him. The Father wants you to live just like him. Jesus wants you to honor God just like he did. And he wants you to live just like he does. And everything Jesus did, hear me good, everything he did it as a man. Whatever he did, you can do it. I love the Lord our God and King. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the worship. I love him. I just love him. Now, you're going to find yourself from stage to stage being more durable, more understanding towards others, more caring. You'll find yourself living the character of God and the peace and joy that it brings. You're not going to see it. You're going to see the world for what it is. A wasted life is all it is. The world has nothing for you. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they're weapons against you. They're weapons against your life. They're traps against you. Weapons against your life. Every religion that discounts Christ, every thought, every persuasion that is anti-Christ, anti-Jesus, it's anti-God, it's ungodly, it's unclean, it is sin. Because it's not a faith. It's not what God said. It's not what he originated. There's no life in it. And it's a weapon against your life. And if you trust it, it's a trap. It's a trap that explodes. It's a weapon. Every persuasion of man, it's a trap that explodes with you in it. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The end of doubt is death and corruption. See, the Word of God gives you all the abilities you need to go forward. And you will find yourself doing things you normally couldn't do. And people will see the handiwork of God in your life. And then, see, when your life is strong, that's the best time to grow. That's when you can ask God the things that you just want to know about. You can enjoy his presence. You can learn things that will help others. If you see people, the people you know that they have a need in their life, you'll ask the Lord, your God and King, how do I help them? And he'll show you what to do. Because your focus is not always on yourself. Because you're healthy. See, being healthy means that you have to give. See, when you go back to the beginning, what God said in the first place, he said, be fruitful, you be fruitful, you multiply, you replenish the earth, subdue it and have dominion over it. So the word of God is going to help you be fruitful. You, instead of being beggarly and miserly and self-centered, you become industrious. You take time to learn things, and you do, you know, you learn the ways of God, you learn a skill, you become more stable financially, you become a contributor, you become one of the people that's helpful, you make things move along, and then because you're able to give, you give. Not just money. Wisdom, knowledge, the things that you take time and learn, God help you learn things that's going to help others. You learn things that will help others, and then you share facts along the course of your life, wherever you go, and it helps others do the same thing. When people are in despair, you say things that make them perk up, give them strength too, and then they start seeking the Lord. Now, what happens when a man starts believing God? Or when a woman starts believing God, the wife will say things that will change her family, her husband. A lot of men come to the Lord because of their wives and the kindness of their wives. And then the children they raise. They'll raise children after their kind, according to the sort of person that they are. And it's greater because they heard you say the word of God and encourage them in life. And then the husband, when a man gets saved, that changes everything. He's a blessing to his wife. He's wise. He learns the ways of God. And she can appreciate it. Their marriage is much greater. They have more patience for each other. They share with each other better. When one have a need, if one is in despair, the other one will help them pick up the pace. They're praying for each other. And sometimes people are weary, and the ones that's strong will pray for the one that's weak. This is the power of living the life of God. And this will work when nothing else does. And the Lord will help you. And you will grow from glory to glory. You will see things in a much greater way. You will see a move of the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord gives you things to minister, you cooperate better. You ask the Lord greater questions and you learn more. And he helps you to see things you didn't see before. And you'll feel like, why didn't I know that before? And God is with you. See, he can do these things in real time. And the faster we cooperate, the easier it is for God to share information. It's not just the information. He'll share it to you like he always will. But you're able to receive it and hold on to it and use it in life. And that's what I'm after. Your life is going to greatly increase. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That's when you're giving. You're giving to others, helping them grow. And subdue it. Don't ever let it go backwards. That's what it means to subdue your life. Don't ever let it go backwards. Keep it under control and have dominion over the earth. You're walking in dominion. There's nothing greater than you are, because Christ is with you and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And see, we're going to leave. Jesus wants to come back to a church without spot or wrinkle, and I want to see him do it. I want to be one of the people without spot or wrinkle, and I want you to be as powerful as possible. And I hope you do better than me. That's just the heart of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He continues to mightily move in your life. Never underestimate what the least of these can do, saith the Lord. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.